Previously on Valentine's Day in Hell.
Are you familiar with the work of Anton LaVey?
Is he on TikTok?
He's the dude who founded the Church of Satan. You, Jaden, are not prepared for what awaits.
I've seen a version of this movie 20 times. You're like the baddest demon hunter, and I'm just some little jit who is messing around with things he doesn't understand. And in the end, I'll get all messed up, and it will be up to you to, like, save me.
It's Valentine's Day in Hell.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Jaden Extra. What's good, my jids? Coming at you from the hype house. Hey, fam.
Fuck off. We're broken up and stop filming me.
Whatever, hoebag. It's my boy, Ian Dior, in the house. What's good, Ian?
Sup, Jaden? Just about to perform here in a second.
Whoa, no way. It's Twerk Olympics, Ratchet Queen, Clappy Gilmore. Get that butt a popping, girl.
Yeah, say my name, motherfuckers.
My ass go flex and hoe. Flex. I go for gold, y'all been told. I vote all your polls, all brand.
All brand.
Ass athlete. Yeah. I clap hard, yeah. Like a track meet.
Like a track meet.
Don't at me, cause I'ma make it nasty. Don't at me, yo, cause I'ma make it nasty. Nasty, 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 nasty. I'ma make my ass shake, I'ma make my ass drop.
Get Cardi B, Clappy, got it going on.
Stop trying to talk like you street, Jaden, or I'll break off a piece of that little pee-pee of yours.
You're on my IG Live, Clappy.
I don't give a shit about your white boy sissy punk followers. Get Clappy a damn drink.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Jaden. How lit is this party? In a few seconds, I'm gonna go to begin my devil ceremony for the first time in Instagram history, film a satanic ritual, and hopefully we can summon the devil.
Turn off the damn power.
Yo, everybody, I need your help here. I'm trying something for my IG Live in a second, but I need you all to help. We're gonna summon the devil himself with a full-on satanic ritual, but I need everybody silent. That's it. Now, in order to get the devil to come, I need everybody to repeat after me. Satan, I call upon thee to the kingdom of earth. My soul is ready to take.
Satan, I call upon thee to the kingdom of earth. My soul is ready to take.
Exi ergo transgressor, exi seductor, prene omni dolo et fallacia.
Jaden, the floor just split open. We're not gonna get our damage deposit back. Don't answer the door, Jaden.
We're not together anymore. You can't tell me what to do.
Please. Whoever it is, they made all of this happen.
No duh, fam. It's why I did it. Besides, there's like 300,000 people watching my IG Live.
Jaden, I presume.
Yo, that's right. What do I call you? It's the devil, everybody.
May we come in?
I also need you to sign this release stating that you won't hold the devil or his proxies liable for any souls possessed and or material damage done in your domicile.
Please, for the love of God, don't sign that release.
Now you summoned me to your home on Valentine's Day. For what end, Jaden? What do you wish from the devil?
I want to sell my soul to you, dude.
To what end, may I ask, are you offering your soul?
Huh?
For what purpose are you offering your soul?
Stop talking so smart, man. I thought you were the devil. Metal, 69.
You're dumber than I could have possibly imagined.
Yo, dude, I want like a number one single, Mad Cheddar, you know, fat stacks of money.
What else, Jaden? I sense a fury inside you.
There you go, talking all smart again. I just want the good stuff, man. The money, the drip, the life.
But I've come all this way. Surely you wish for something else. Tell me, Jaden. Tell me. Tell me.
What? Why are you whispering my name?
Tell me what you want. Tell me you want them to suffer.
Tell me, Jaden.
Fine. I want this stupid day to be over forever. No more Valentine's Day for anyone. I want you to bring hell up from down there so all lovebirds can be how I feel. Bad.
Very well. Your wish shall be my will.
Damn, this place is messed up. Now what?
Well, you need to come with me back to hell. We'll take possession of your soul there.
Can't you, like, do it here really fast? I got some girls waiting for me.
Unfortunately not. There's a lot of paperwork involved. Besides, where you're going, you won't even want to leave.
Well, if you say so. Let's go, my man.
Very well. Demons, place a hood over Jaden and escort him back to hell.
Jaden, no!
Shut up, Fim.
Jaden!
That's all, folks. The show's over. Gazool and I will be leaving now. Thanks for coming out. Don't forget to tip your waiter. If you need me, you know where to find me. Just say the words, and I'll come running. Don't forget to mash that like button.
The partygoers, seeing they were safe, began to run for the door until the house was all but empty. Save for a few stragglers and the appearance of one, Oliver Tree.
Ugh, oh my god, now what?
Hello, hello, Carly Hansen?
Oh my god!
I've been trying to get into this house for an hour. My stupid manager booked me at the Hype House, but this is like the horror house. Are you guys filming a video or something?
They took him.
Okay, I'll just set up right here if that's cool. Away from the pile of brains and the giant bottomless pit. You guys sure do party hard. What's that smell?
Don't even ask. That was some nasty damn business. But go ahead, sister. Play your song. We listening.
This is the third time this week I've seen a room full of corpses.
This song's called I Hate Your Room, and it's about being stuck inside with people you hate. Sometimes you just want to kill them. I've killed a few people, but now I just write songs about killing. Anyway, here it goes.
I've been way too numb.
Is it safe to assume that the devil came for Jaden?
This is your fault, Oliver. I know Jaden came to you for help. You should have said no. Instead, you helped him do this, and now he's dead. I hate you.
No! Oh! Oh! Jesus! Stop hitting me! What are you doing? He's not dead!
He's not?
No, but he is trapped in hell, facing pain and torture that none of us can even begin to fathom. This poor sucker probably wishes he was dead. But from a technical standpoint, no, he's not actually dead.
What you know about any of it, you weird freak?
First of all, I am a student of the dark arts, sorcery, Aleister Crowley, the left-hand path, and of course, the satanic ritual. I know the devil, and I know his ways. I know his weakness, and yes, I know how to destroy him. But to be clear, I did not help or encourage Jaden. He did come to my spot today, and he did ask me for help. But I warned him, stop meddling with powers you do not understand. To me, it looks like Jaden was set up.
What do you mean, set up?
He mentioned finding all the information he needed on a satanic subreddit, right?
The printout is right here. I recognize that name. Gazool666.
Oh, that was that fool's name that was standing next to the devil. Ooh, your boy already had the devil in his brain.
Oh my god, Jaden! I was so mean to him today. I just thought he was being a jerk.
You tend to hear that in a lot of cases of demonic possession.
He was like a different person. He couldn't stop. He couldn't control himself.
That was Jaden. Satan has picked Jaden for some reason. Now it's up to us to make this right.
Who this we, white man? I don't have to do nothing except sit on my ass. What we gonna do in hell anyway except roast?
Look, I've got more than enough weapons, more than enough know-how, and more than enough insight to defeat the devil. The only thing I need from you guys is to trust me. So who's with me? Where's your sense of duty, honor, camaraderie? Or does it only matter if there's likes and followers involved? Did you guys ever see the movie Outsiders?
The what?
The Outsiders. It's a movie from the 80s with a bunch of funny-looking guys, but their friend gets really badly burned in a fire, and it's all the fault of a bunch of rich preppies. So they have to do this crazy cage fighting match, and their friend's name is Rubber Johnny. And they're like,
sweep the leg, Rubber Johnny!
I think his name was Pony Boy. We read it in high school English.
Ian, what are you doing? Do not interrupt me when I'm doing my motivational speeches. It's not important who said what. We're doing this for Jaden. And do you know why? Because he's our golden boy. And just like Smash Mouth said, all that glitters is gold. But what they failed to say was everything that's gold fades. And once it fades, we've lost ourselves and we've lost our lives. And that means we've lost everything. So we gotta stay gold for Jaden and for Pony Boy. R.I.P. So who's with me?
I'm with you, Oliver. I don't know who you're talking about, but I like that dude, so let's bring him back.
Ian Dior, you're not as stupid as I thought. Anybody else?
Man, you fools are fucking crazy.
I'll go. I can't stand to think about the pain that he's in. Every time I close my eyes, I see his beautiful face.
You cheat on him constantly and bust on him all the time. He called the devil up here basically because he was sick of dealing with you.
But I love him!
Fem, are you being real right now? Or are you just filming this for your Instagram?
I don't even know anymore. Does it matter?
I guess not. But we're not about to go to the mall for a freaking facial, okay? We're going to the underbelly of the beast. The devil's playground. Satan's inferno. We're about to enter the six dimensions of hell. So buckle your freaking bootstrap.
I know. I'll bring the right moisturizer.
Fine. But I'm not saving your ass when some ghoul comes up and tries to eat you while you're filming a makeup tutorial.
Fine. Whatever. I said I'll go. Take a yes, Oliver.
Then that leaves you, Clappy. We can't force anyone to come, or to even care. That's between you and your maker. But I want you to think for a moment of Jaden Extra, tied to a stake in the burning French fries of hell, screaming in agony, begging for mother mercy without a hope that she is coming. Are you good with that?
Ain't nothing to me.
That's not the Clappy Gilmore I know.
You don't know nothing about me.
I know you set the twerk world record in 2016 for cheek flapping.
Pony Boy.
I know you were headed for a number one album before Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B stole your entire getup. I know you're angry at the world. And trust me, I know your pain. I've been there too, Clappy. I know when you twerk, it's with the weight of the world on your buns. Don't you want to let that all go? Don't you want a fresh start?
Stay golden. fucking pony boy.
What was supposed to be my song? People got to pay.
Guess what, Clappy? If you defeat the devil, you assume his power and you can direct the vengeance to wherever the hell you are. You can right all your wrongs and get back at anybody who ever screwed you over.
Man, you had me at what, you freaking weirdo? Count me in, Oliver. Let's whoop that devil's ass. Besides, I ain't got nothing to do. Might as well spend my Valentine's Day in hell.
What about you, sad girl?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, you. We could sure use your chainsaw if you know how to use it.
I'll kill some people if that's what you want.
All right, all right. Save it for the demons. You're in, little lady.
Hell.
How much can you drink, devil?
I can certainly drink more than any mortal.
Some kind of wager?
Ooh, what'd you have in mind?
Whoever is still standing at the end of the night wins the contest. If you win, you can keep all of our souls for eternity. But if Clappy wins, you must let Jaden come home with us, and you gotta take back Logan Paul and his little peanut head brother.
Yeah! Gonna get drunk with the devil.
Valentine's Day in Hell was created by Jared Goodstadt. Executive producers are Jared Goodstadt, Jimmy Jelinek, and Sam Winter. Original songs performed by Jaden, Carly Hansen, Ian Dior, Tyler Posey, and Femme, who also stars themselves in the series. The Devil is played by Adam Carolla, and Clappy Gilmore is played by Story. All additional acting roles performed by the Audio Up players, also starring Oliver Tree as himself. Valentine's Day in Hell was written by Jimmy Jelinek. All music from Valentine's Day in Hell was written and produced by Jared Goodstadt and Jeff Peters, with contributions from Ian Dior, Ashworth, Femme, Tyler Posey, and Audio Chateau. All episodes were directed by Jared Goodstadt and Jimmy Jelinek, with editing and sound design by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Additional score and songs by Jeff Peters and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Associate producers are Richard Griegel, Ashley Arndt, and Emma Rebold. Produced for Audio Up by Tyler Dorson, Johnny Gracia, and Phil Abersad. Legal and Business Affairs by Jason Boyarski, a.k.a. Lawyer Man. For episode music, please visit Spotify, Live by Live, Triller, and or wherever you find good music. Valentine's Day in Hell is a production of Audio Up. For the full list of production credits, behind-the-scenes footage, and source material, please visit audioup.com. And please, have a sexy and safe Valentine's Day with your loved ones.